twin bomb attacks struck the Syrian capital Damascus on Thursday morning, adding strain to an already shaky UN-brokered ceasefire, as Christopher Wells reports.
Two large explosions killed 40 people in Damascus this morning, destroying dozens of cars on a highway and damaging an intelligence complex involved in President Bashar al-Assad's crackdown on a 14-month-old uprising. The government blamed terrorists for the morning rush hour blasts, which were the deadliest to hit the capital since the revolt began. The explosions occurred a day after a bomb blast near UN observers monitoring a UN ceasefire deal, which state forces and rebels have both violated, and 2 weeks after authorities said a suicide bomber killed at least 9 people in Damascus. Major General Robert Mood, the Norwegian head of the UN's ceasefire monitors in the country, toured the site and said the Syrian people do not deserve this terrible violence.
We need everyone inside Syria, everyone outside Syria, to understand that this is going only to create more suffering for women, children, the Syrian people.
The ceasefire was declared 4 weeks ago, but despite an initial drop in the level of violence, bloodshed has continued. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned this morning's attack, saying the continuing violence undermines the peace plan, which is possibly the only remaining chance to stabilize the country and avert a civil war. I'm Christopher Wells.